Welcome to the table.
Chip.
This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread and everybody eats.
Everybody eats. EBE.
EBE. Everybody eats. My name is Brian Brace, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Watson. What it is, Watts?
What's going on, my boy? How you doing?
Living the dream. Peruge, how you?
Another day, another dollar. Parlay pies.
Parlay pies.
Build them. Let's get
More like parlay pies.
Shout out Popeyes for the parlay pies.
Yo, we gotta get a sponsor by Popeyes, bro.
Bro, every time I come in here, I grab one. So
facts.
Popeyes, if you're listening, I know you are.
Yeah, we know you are.
Whenever you're ready to sponsor us, Parlay Pies brought to you by Popeyes. I already got it written down.
Like, we already set with it. They gotta do it, bro. They already gave the little Popeyes little kid a dang endorsement. Like, they could do it for us, you know, with the Parlay Pies.
This is free promo.
Free promo.
Come on now. No publicity. All publicity is good publicity, Popeyes. So
that's a fact.
I'm gonna reach out to you guys.
Check your DMs.
Right.
All right, so we just got done with our Thursday episode. Here we are with our Friday release with our game picks of the week, week four. We'll jump right into it. We got Saints at Falcons, and the Falcons are 1.5-point favorites. What you looking at, Watts?
Saints, Falcons. So the Saints came down to earth a little bit. They are clearly not the third best offensive team ever in NFL history. the Falcons defense is pretty good. I feel like they had the Chiefs struggling a little bit over there. So with that being said, though, I got the Saints +5.5.
Saints +5.5. I like it. That's a tough game to call. Because you got the Saints coming, like you said, they back down to earth. Falcons are at home. It's a division game. I like Falcons +3.5. I know the Falcons are the favorites, but I'm just too scared to say money line, and I'm going Falcons +3.5. Over under in that game is 42.5. I would like to bump that thing down to 36.5 and take the over.
I hear that. For me, I got the 38.5. Bump that thing down, alternate spready, and I went with the over.
38.5 and the over. Next game, we got Bengals at Panthers. Bengals are 5.5-point favorites.
Andy Dalton revenge game?
Andy Dalton revenge game.
Who would have thought this is the game we needed? Red Rocket pulling up hot.
Right. But it's like, can the Bengals really go 0-4, though?
They can. You would think. They were favored to win their division this season, and now they're going 0-4? For me, my money, I'm moneylining the Bengals. They can't go 0-4.
Moneyline
the Bengals. They can't. They just can't. If you lose to the Panthers, something is wrong over there, and heads are going to have to roll.
Yeah, Zach Taylor straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. My brother kept saying that this whole trip when we went to Texas, and now it's just stuck in my head. Like, anytime you do something, it's just like, nah, we shouldn't be. He was like, teams that run the ball on 2nd and 10, straight to jail.
Like, what are we doing?
Whole organization, straight to jail. For me, I like the whole Andy Dalton revenge game thing, because we had last week the Malik Willis for revenge game. But
revenge is a sweet emotion, apparently.
I think that's Vegas trying to get into our heads. Where they're like, oh, this is revenge season. Take the Panthers. Not happening. I'm going Bengals -2.5. I think they're going to go in there and they're going to blow them out. That's my guess. But I can also see why you went money line, because the Bengals, I don't know what they are. I don't understand what they're doing over there.
They just got to win this game. So
yeah,
money line that, John, and don't think too much about it. The Panthers come out there and beat them, heads are going to roll.
Oh, for sure.
As they should.
Straight to jail. Over under in that game is 47.5. I'm alternate spreading that thing. I'm bumping it up to 52.5, and I'm taking the under.
All right. I hear that. For me, I alternate spread that thing, bumped it down to 42.5, and went with the over.
I like that. Next game, we got Rams at Bears, and the Bears are 2.5-point favorites.
That's a good one. Like I mentioned before, the Bears offense is holding the Bears defense back. They are home. That should mean something, but unfortunately, I don't know what it means. Caleb threw for 360, which was the most anyone's thrown for all season. So maybe he figured something out, or maybe it was garbage time and he was able to collect. So we will find out. The Rams, though, they showed me some fight. I mean, maybe it was divisional, and you know everyone shoots up a little extra adrenaline for the divisional games. But for me, my money, I got Rams +6.5.
Rams +6.5. We are very close on that one. I'm going Rams +7.5. I just like to, just in case they lose by a touchdown, that little half. I like that. But yeah, I honestly can see the Rams winning this game just based on Sean McVay out coaching the entire Bears staff. Right. Like he's too smart of a guy. And then Matt Stafford, I'm taking Matt Stafford over Caleb Williams at the moment. Over under in that game is 41. I'm going to bump that thing down to 34.5 and then take the over.
I hear that.
This definitely isn't like one of those bets that's going to make you a bunch of money, but it's like, if you want to win, when you throw all this into a parlay, that's when it adds up.
Yeah. Facts. I like a good add up. For me, I bumped that thing down to 38.5. Well, no, what game is this? Rams?
Rams-Bears,
yes. I bumped it down to 37.5 and the over.
37.5 and the over.
Yeah.
Next game, Vikings at Packers, divisional game, and the Packers are 2.5-point favorites. What you got?
Vikings-Packers. The Vikings, the surprise team of the season so far, 3-0, looking good on both sides of the ball. Do they keep it going against the Packers, who everyone, well, let me not say everyone, but when the quarterback got hurt in the first game, I think Packers fans were ready to throw the whole season away.
Yeah.
But Malik Willis and the coaching staff LaFleur, they've shown to be competent enough to get it done over there. But for my money, The Packers are favorite. I think the Vikings can win the game. And so I'm going to go with the Vikings +7.5.
Vikings +7.5. I like it. I'm going Vikings +5.5 for everything you just said. I think the Vikings can win that game. I was even thinking money line them since they are the underdog. You can get a little paycheck. But I want to be safe because I want everybody to eat.
Right.
So I'm going Vikings +5.5. Over under in that game is 43.5. I would like to bump that up. Be safe. 52.5 in the under.
I hear that. For me and my shmoney, I bumped that thing down, ultimate spread that thing. Bumped it down to 39.5 in the over.
Next game, we got Jaguars. Jaguars at Texans. Texans are 4.5-point favorites.
The Jaguars.
Jags suck.
The Jags do stink. I mean, geez Louise, we brought it up last pod. I think we might have beat a dead horse for no reason. I mean, no, nothing against the Jaguars, but geez Louise, guys. Get it together over there.
Awful.
Awful football. And I mean, I don't know how Jacksonville feels about their football, but I mean, maybe they deserve better. I don't know.
Yeah.
St. Louis deserves a team. You got Jacksonville over here squandering the opportunity. But I digress. The Texans got to bounce back, I would assume, because you just got packed up by the Vikings unexpectedly. So is this a trend of things to come, or was it just a, you know, go back, watch the film, come back better?
Yeah.
For me and my money, I took the Texans. I bumped it down to -2.5.
Same. I took Texans -2.5. I think this will be a bounce back week for the Texans. There's really no better team to bounce back against than one of the cats, and that is the Jaguars or the Panthers, and they happen to be playing the Jaguars. So great bounce back week for the Texans. CJ Stroud will be back on that high horse, and everyone will be back riding that bandwagon.
Bandwagoners.
Over under in that game is 45. I don't believe in the Jags offense, so I'm going to bump that thing up to 49.5 and take the under.
I hear that. Sounds like we've been on opposite ends of the over-under, so this is going to be an interesting week. For me, I bumped that thing down, alternate spread that thing, and I got it to 41.5 in the over.
41.5 in the over. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not at all, not at all.
Next game, we got Steelers at Colts, and the Steelers are 1.5-point favorites on the road.
The Steelers, them. Steelers football is kind of copy-paste every week right now. The teams aren't able to run on them. Teams aren't able to throw on them. They don't do much offensively, but they'll get an explosive play here or there, and so I like that to continue this week. The Colts won, but they didn't really give me any confidence of them going forward still. So until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. Steelers, I actually bumped it up to -3. Get you a little extra money because they're going to beat them by more than a field goal.
Steelers -3. I took Steelers -2.5.
So we're both thinking
the same. Yeah, pretty much the exact same thought process. I think the Steelers might have found their quarterback in Justin Fields. I still don't think like their offense is going to be putting up crazy numbers, shooting on all cylinders or anything. But I think now that they have a direction to go in, they're going to continue to win games. Over-under in that game is 40. I would like to bump that up to 47.5 and take the under. I don't see either team scoring much, but just in case Anthony Richardson and Justin Fields just have this crazy dual quarterback game where they're just going off, I'll bump it up a little bit and take the under still.
Yeah, we're on the same wave on that. I got 48.5 in the under.
Next game, we got your boys, the Eagles at Bucks. Eagles are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
The boys, the Bulls. Excuse me. The Eagles and the Bucks have been building a little rivalry of sorts over the past couple of years. Tom Brady, on his way to the Super Bowl, packed us up. We beat them last year in the regular season. They beat us in the playoffs. Shoot, they beat Donovan McNabb years ago with Sapp and the boys, and so screw the Bucks. The fandom aside, the Eagles are banged the hell up on offense. It's bad over there. They lost starting right guard, right tackle, right guard. Smitty's hurt. AJ's hurt. I don't think either of them play. It's tough over there. But the Bucks are also kind of banged up too, so it's a war of attrition at this point. For me and my money, Eagles money line.
Eagles money line. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm going with, I like Bucks +7.5. I don't trust the Bucks. I also don't trust the Eagles. I don't know who's going to show up, like which team. Is it going to be the dominant Bucks where Rod God is carrying them, or is it going to be the team that just showed up against the Broncos? And then it's like, are the Eagles going to play up to their potential, or are they going to struggle and put up 0 points for the first three quarters again?
Wild.
Like, it's, I don't know. This is one of those question mark games. So making the spread extra big, Bucks +7.5. Over-under in that game is 45. Like, this has the recipe to be a shootout, but it also, like last week, so did the Eagles and Saints, and somehow it ended up being a snooze fest for the first 45 minutes of the game.
It's unfortunate defensive struggles have been now deemed snooze fests.
Yeah. which is crazy.
We've been brainwashed, but
yeah, spoiled.
It is what it is.
Definitely been spoiled.
I mean, offense is down in general this year.
Yeah, it's those two high safeties. Everybody's running too high safety, so there's no big plays happening.
Like, they were running the ball more than any years in, the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big plays are down. Touchdowns passing is down. Like,
the league is changing.
The league is changing right before our very eyes. It's a good time that we picked up a running back.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Saquon's trying to low-key be on his MVP.
And there go the Cowboys with no running back.
Bad timing. Right when it was, right when the league is like, oh, yeah, we're passing the ball, throwing the ball around. So you guys are like, yeah, we're going to stop the pass.
Right.
And then it's like, no, we're actually going to run the ball.
Right. in that game, I bumped that thing up to 51.5, and I'm taking the under.
I hear that. I bumped it down to 40.5 and went with the over.
Complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
We've been on opposite. This is going to be a turning point week.
Yeah, for sure. This might be the week I can come back.
This is your chance because we are on opposite ends.
Next game, we got Commanders on the road at the Cardinals, and Cardinals are 5-point favorites in that one.
The Commandies look good, man. The Commandies give me the feeling that the Cardinals gave me the week prior, where I was looking at the Cardinals, oh, snap, they got something going on over there. But I think the Commanders is a little more sustainable, potentially. Cliff Kingsbury, revenge game.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the OC revenge game.
You're not wrong.
What game was that years ago? It was someone on, the Lions or something where, they won the game and they took the OC out on, their back or something.
I don't know. Oh, that sounds crazy, though.
Or was it? It was either that. Or no, it was the Colts game. It was the Colts versus the Ravens when the old Colts head coach, they, eventually fired him. He had cancer.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And then Arians stepped in for him, and then he was eventually coach of the year. Then the other guy came back, didn't do well that season. They fired him.
Oh, man.
I think you remember who I'm talking about.
I think I do, too. I'm drawing a blank here.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. It's not Frank Reich.
But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. The Colts guy.
Yeah.
He had cancer. But, yeah, when against his old team, they carried him off the field. It was interesting. Kingsbury. I think the Cardinals are still paying him.
I bet.
I was listening to the Pat McAfee show, and they brought up how, coaching contracts and there's no, salary cap, and coaches get fired all the time, but their contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah, you got
to
pay them.
So it's like there's so much. They said the NFL sent out a memo to teams just like, hey, guys, you guys are spending over, $40 billion or, $40 million in coaches that you're not even on your staff anymore.
Crazy.
So just think about what you guys are doing.
Right. Chill out.
But to the game itself, I kind of like what I've seen with the Commanders. Their defense isn't going to be that good. So I think there's a potential for a shootout over there. But I like the Commanders plus 6.5.
Commanders plus 6.5. I got Commanders plus 7.5. I think that's the second time this has happened.
I might need to start doing that because I get what you mean in the sense of the 6.5, 7.5. You want that touchdown cover.
Yeah. That's usually how games go.
It's either they lose by 3 or 4 or they lose by more than a touchdown.
Right. But hey, chill. I'm trying to catch up here.
I see what's going on here. I see what's going on. Let's see how this week pans out.
Over under in that game is 49.5. I would like to bring that down to 42.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I bumped it down to only about 46.5 and went with the over. Get you some bread.
Next game, we got Broncos at Jets. Jets are favored by 7.
The Broncos and the Jets. Like we mentioned in the last podcast, the Broncos definitely caught me off guard. Didn't see them beating Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. But maybe they're starting to put it together over there. Bo Nix and Peyton. Peyton said, this is my guy. So I'm going to get my guy ready.
He did.
With that being said, though, the Jets look solid. I mean, they're not looking like world beaters, even though this is the best Rodgers has looked in a while. Even back to when he was playing with the Packers his last year.
Yeah.
He looked washed. this past game looked like the best Rodgers we've seen in arguably like 2-3 years. So that could be a good thing for the Jets. So for my money, I alternate spread that thing, and I took the Jets -3.5.
I like what you're putting down. I took Jets -2.5. Just bring it a little closer because last week the Broncos did show some life. And it's like, hey, maybe that's a real thing. Granted, the Jets showed a lot of life, but it's like you're playing the Patriots, so who knows? Yeah, definitely week to week. But I do think the Jets win that game. They're at home. I think Aaron Rodgers is getting his groove back. And Garrett Wilson he's getting frustrated because he's not making the plays he knows he should make. So I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely going to keep trying to force him the ball, get him to rock. There was a play last Thursday where he threw a bubble screen to Garrett Wilson, but Garrett Wilson didn't score. And apparently Aaron Rodgers said, like, Garrett Wilson came back to the huddle. He got the play call, and Garrett Wilson was like, just throw it to me again. And he was like, all right. And then threw an out route, which Christian Gonzalez played amazing defense.
Oh, my God.
He was right there.
Right there.
But it was as simple as Aaron Rodgers has been doing stuff like this his whole career, where it's just like, I'm the best player on the field, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
That, like, frozen rope, yeah, as they like to say in the industry.
Straight dime.
Dot.
So, yeah, I got Jets -2.5. Over under in that game is 38.5. I'm going 42.5, and I'm taking the under. I don't see too many points being put up. I think both defenses are good enough to not give up too many points, and both offenses aren't too overpowered.
Nah, I hear you. I'm on a similar wavelength. What did I put down? Oh, I put down 34.5 in the over.
Yeah, we're definitely on different wavelengths here. And this is either going to put me deep into a hole where I'm just not going to be able to come back, or I'm going to catch up.
Yeah, this is a turning point week 4.
I like it.
Or is it week 3? I don't know. I'd be losing.
This is week 4. This is week 4.
All right, cool.
Next game, we got Patriots on the road at 49ers. 49ers are 10.5 point favorites.
That's a disrespectful line.
It is. It really is, especially with all the players out for the 49ers. Like
even Purdy's questionable.
Yeah, they're real disrespectful.
Dang, I might feel comfortable enough to, like, bump that up for the Patriots, like 17.5. Like, they're not going to smoke them that bad. But no, they probably will. I don't really trust this game one way or the other. There was a stat that came out that, like, Shanahan has blown the most, like, double-digit point leads in the fourth quarter, or some goofy stat where it's like, that's an awful stat to have as an offensive quote-unquote genius, and you got this tree that's branching out.
He was the offensive coordinator that blew the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
28-3. That was him.
We can never forget that.
Granted, there's a conspiracy theory out there that he blew it on purpose. Because remember, he lost, I'm doing quote fingers again, he lost the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a conspiracy theory that he gave the playbook to Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And returned that when he took the job for the 49ers, Bill gave him Jimmy G.
Interesting.
Yeah, it all lines up.
Interesting, because, I mean, there is the whole sports science that came out. It was like, they could have literally ran the ball and lost yardage the entire second half of the game and would have actually won the game.
Yep.
That is ridiculous.
Crazy.
Like, oh, neither here nor there. With that being said, back to the game itself. That -10 seems like a trap.
For sure. For sure.
You activated my trap card.
Yeah, Vegas is trying to set us up.
So for my money, the payout wouldn't be that great. But actually, I originally was just going to money line the Niners. But alternate spread that thing, bump it down to about 3.5, and you'll be straight. -3.5.
Well, we weren't on the same wavelength, but now we are. I got 49ers -3.5. I was thinking money line them, but I was like, that's ridiculous. Like,
I would only do it at $2.
Yeah, right. You're not gonna gain anything. So -3.5, at least gain something. Over under in that game is 40. I like 45 and a half in the under. I don't see the Patriots scoring much. Granted, last time I said that, they scored 16, which still isn't much, but they won the game.
If the Niners blow this, I'm done betting on these guys.
Straight to jail.
Actual money has been lost on these Niners.
No, you're not wrong.
It was the Vikings pick, I basically chalked it up and they blew it. And then who they played last week?
They lost the week before, right?
Yeah, both these past weeks I've picked them to win or cover and they've done neither. So I mean, something's going on over there.
Yeah.
And I think Trent Williams got hurt too.
Something ain't right.
I think Trent got hurt in this past game. That's the biggest issue going into the future. Mm-hmm. No Trent Williams, that's dark. But back to the game. What were we saying? Over under?
Yep.
For my brand, the Niners over under, I bumped it up to 46 and a half. I went with the under.
Next game, we have the Chiefs on the road at the Chargers. Chiefs are 7-point favorites.
What you got?
I like, with Justin Herbert being questionable, he came into the season a little banged up. The injuries they're starting to pile up for him. It's hard to bet for them to win. And the Chiefs, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes, especially when the refs are clearly in that man's pocket. That's neither here nor there, though.
It's a rabbit hole, man. Like,
yeah.
We are a Parlay Pie podcast.
But yeah, but it's, hey, you want to win money, bet on the Chiefs.
That might be an off-season conversation.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
The conspiracies of Vegas and sports betting.
I like Chiefs minus 2.5. Keep it safe. I think they win that game, at least by a field goal. So, yeah, Chiefs 2.5, minus 2.5. What you got?
I hear that. I agree. I feel the Chiefs are going to win. I bumped it down to minus 5.5. And they're going to win by a touchdown or more.
Yeah, I can see that happen. Over under in that game is 39.5. I would like to bump it down. Actually, no, I want to bump that up. I'm going to bump that up to 48.5, and I'm going to take the under.
All right, I hear that. I'm in a similar wave. I bumped it up to 46.5 and went with the under.
Next game, we have Browns on the road against the Raiders, and the Browns are 1-point favorites.
The Brownies. Brownies, Raiders. Who are the Raiders?
Who knows?
I don't know. I thought I knew once they did what they did against the Ravens, and then they turn around and let the Panthers off the hook. So I don't know what to expect them. They didn't, like, defensively maybe? I don't know. Granted, not to say, like, the Panthers are world beaters, whatever the case may be, like, going into that game, you don't really know what to expect. You don't know what the game plan for. You don't know, like, no tendencies, no nothing.
Right.
It's just blank slate. You're just out there like, all right, cover 3, cover 6. Like,
right.
Get some pass rush. You're not game planning for Andy Dalton. So he comes out here and hits you with deep crosses to Johnson and Mingo's getting touches and Leggett's getting his first receptions. Like,
yep.
No one was actually ready for that. So, but I mean, the Raiders defense, I thought they were better than that. I thought they were better than that. They gave up 36 to the Panthers.
That's not good. That's not good.
That's not good. Like, how old is Andy Dalton? Where was the pass rush? What were y'all doing?
Right.
I don't know.
We just allowed him to sit in the pocket and dice you up.
Dice you up. Like,
Max Crosby, straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. Raiders, Browns. I mean, heck, the Browns, we already mentioned in the last pod, like, this is the worst Browns offense since 2000. Which is crazy. That's a lot of offenses that the Browns have put out there that have been god-awful with Johnny Manziel and Brandon Whedon and
Tim Couch.
And you guys are out here worse than that.
Yeah. Washed RG3.
We see them after our bye week. So, I mean, I'm going to be paying attention to them a little bit this week. For my money, I got the Raiders minus 2 or Raiders plus 2.
Raiders plus 2.
And a half.
And a half. Yeah, you can't forget that half.
Can't forget that.
That half comes in a little tricky.
Right.
I got Raiders plus 4.5. Like you said, like the Browns are bad. They're a bad football team. The Raiders, I feel like this is a game that the Raiders win when they play those teams that's like, well, they could be good, but they're bad, and like they're at home. I can see Antonio Pierce getting in their ass and just being like, yo, y'all got to get together because this is my job at the end of the day. Like, they're going to get rid of me before they get rid of y'all. So, yeah, I got Raiders plus 4.5. Over under in that game is pretty low. It's 37.5. I would like to bump that up to 40. Actually, nah, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going 31.5, and I'm taking the over.
Because it's so low, you almost feel like you got advantage of that.
Like, I feel like, you got to take advantage of that. And I could see, like, Gardner Minshew leading the Raiders going a little off, and then the Browns have to come back, and they put up some garbage time points or something. But then again, I did say Gardner Minshew was going to go off last week against the Panthers, and wrong, didn't happen. But, 31.5 in the over, that's super low. I could see it happening.
I hear that. For me, I went with 44.5 in the under.
Next game, we have the Bills on the road at the Ravens. Potential game of the week.
Yeah.
Bills at Ravens. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites.
I mean, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, why in the world are the Titans-Dolphins a stinking primetime game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know.
Shoot us in the head now.
For real. I'm glad there's two Monday night games.
That's this week as well?
Yes.
Is that a thing going forward?
I have no idea.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
For this week,
it worked
I'm glad.
Out.
Yeah.
Because like, if we were stuck watching that Bills game, like, what are we doing here?
Ratings were down.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I'm kind of impartial. Like, having two games could be beneficial.
Yeah.
Because if one of them stink, but if both of them are fire, now we're
right. Now you're trying to flip back and forth. You got to set up two TVs. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You got to red zone it, and it's not even going on.
Right.
back to the game. Bills-Ravens, definitely potential game of the week, potential playoff matchup, potential seeding on the line, potential mad potential.
Yeah.
The Bills are trying to go out there and prove they ain't no joke. Ravens trying to prove, them first couple of weeks were
fluky.
You know what I'm saying? You thought the O-line wasn't going to get it together. They look like they trying to get it together.
They done got it together on us, on the Cowboys. They say, we going to get it together on y'all. We heard the pod. We heard Sunday spreads. You not eating, Brace.
He said, this is a game for you, my boy. For you. We coming for you, nigga.
Booker T.
If you're about to say, if you don't get the reference, that was definitely a Booker T wrestling.
That one is so funny. That will live on forever.
And he instantly regretted it.
Uh-huh. He like grabbed his head like, oh no, what did I do? Whole time Hulk Hogan was saying it too.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Potential MVP versus the current reigning MVP. Bills, Ravens, I see a good game at minimum. Not going to lie, I kind of like the Bills to win it. If I was feeling risky, I might put them on like a underdog ticket and moneyline them Johns. But for the parlay pod, I got the Bills plus 6.5.
Everything you just said, I agree. I got Bills plus 7.5. Just to be a little safe.
Touchdown him. I have to. We'll see how it goes. Stinking line.
I see the Ravens. I think the Ravens are like turning that corner. They're good. Granted, last week's episode, I was like, they need to panic if they don't win this game, but they won that game, so they don't need to panic. I could see them turning the corner and becoming that contender that they should have been. But the Bills look good.
Yeah.
Bills are hot right now. I think they've scored over 30 in each of their games.
They got Von Miller in a situational pass rush role.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of no-name D linemen out there, or defensive players in general at this point. Like, it's Josh Allen and a bunch of dudes. Sometimes that builds the best chemistry when you got a leader, you know he's the leader, and everyone else just falls in line.
Yeah. White Cam Newton. Over under in that game is 45.5. I could see that being a little shootout-ish. I'm gonna bump that thing down to 40.5, and I'm taking the over. I've never felt more confident in an over-under in my life looking at that. Like, it just feels good. Feels good.
We're on the same page, but I went with 41.5 in the over.
Back to this disgusting Monday night football game. We got Titans.
Holy moly.
At Dolphins. Titans are 1-point favorites. I don't even want to waste too much time on this one. I don't even want to pick this game. I feel like I have to go. I'm just going to go Titans money line. They have to win. Like, they can't be that bad to lose to Skylar Thompson or Tim Boyle, whoever's starting this week. Come on, Willie Mayo. You got to get it together, bro.
Nah, I definitely hear you. I don't know why I expected to just check the line now. The Dolphins are actually 1-point favorites.
Oh, so it switched up.
It switched up. So something must have happened in the backgrounds.
Right. Vegas always knows something.
You know what I'm saying? They know something. Who did they just bring in as a quarterback? Something right. Going on over there. Even still, with that being said, with my money, I'm going Titans plus 4.5. I honestly think the Titans might get their first win. I'm going to throw it out there. Titans get their first win this week.
I think they do too. They have to, I'd assume. If not, the whole team.
Titans plus 4.5.
Straight to jail. Over under in that game is 37. I'm bumping that thing up to 43.5, and I'm taking the under. I've also never been more confident in my life on an over under.
We're very similar on the same page as that. I went with 42.5 and the under.
And to wrap this week up, we have Seahawks at Lions. This could be a good game.
That might be game of the week, low key. I mean, you might be putting too much stock on the Lions again.
Right. Per use.
Per use. Everyone's Super Bowl favorite.
Seahawks at Lions. Lions are 4.5-point favorites.
What you got?
I like the Seahawks in this game, honestly, because, like, I'm not sold on the Lions. I think at the end of the day, they're still the Lions. It's just a poorly run organization. And the Seahawks are a pretty decent run organization. Granted, that doesn't mean anything, but it means something, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Seahawks plus 7.5. I think they keep it within a touchdown. Like you said, this could be game of the week. This could be a shootout. But we've said that about every game the Lions have been in.
Literally.
I'm Seahawks plus 7.5. I think they have a chance to win that game.
I hear that. For me, I think I'm about to jump out the window on this one, man. I got Seahawks money line, son.
Seahawks money line,
son. They go on the road. They handle business. They go into Detroit. Like we said, man, Detroit ain't prove enough to me to prove nothing. And so I like the Seahawks on the road. I like what McDonald's doing. I like Geno right now. DK, the Bulls, get you some money on this one. Seahawks money line.
I respect it. The way you're talking about that is how I was talking about the Cardinals last week against the Lions. I was like, Cardinals money line, and then the Cardinals lost. So I like it.
I like yours. I like your bet because, you know what I'm saying, the cover, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try to win y'all some money right now.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I feel like each week we got to put something out there that's like, this is the one. This is the one you win money on.
Yeah.
This is the one you're eating steak tonight.
Yeah. Put the ramen away, baby.
Right. Put the ramen away. over under in that game is 47. I bumped that thing up to 52.5 and I took the under.
I hear that.
Because I'm tired of the Lions playing us. I'm tired of it.
Real, real tired. For me, I went with 41.5 in the over.
41.5.
Opposite ends.
All right. Before we get out of here, let's dive into this Sunday spread parlay. Them parlay pies.
And parlay pies brought to you by Popeyes.
Eventually, that's really going to be a thing. Eventually. We're going to get there. It's going to be a thing.
There.
How we're going to get there is if you like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, all comment, that. All that.
Help what you also need to do is grab your whoever friends you got, your girl, you grab their phone and you subscribe for them.
Facts.
They don't even got to listen. And then you go to the pod and you give us 5 stars.
Exactly.
They don't even have to listen, pay attention, participate, none of that.
Nothing.
But in the end, you're doing us a service.
Yeah. And then, hey, if your girl don't want to give her phone up, maybe that's not your girl.
You know, now we're digging into this little something deeper than these parlays.
You just saved your relationship. So you saved your life.
You could be thanking us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a win-win.
You'd be like, yo, I got to listen to Sunday Spreads, man. They had me dating a cheater.
Like, babe, I need to see if you got a FanDuel. If you put the code in already, because if
you don't know nothing about no sports,
you don't know nothing about no sports. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Like, I was betting on Caitlin Clark. What are you talking
about? Stop lying. It's similar to if a shorty knows how to play 2K all of a sudden.
Right.
It's like, these are tells.
All right, so yeah, we got this Sunday spread parlay where we're going to give you a game lock from each of us and a player prop lock from each of us. I will start you off. I like 49ers -2.5. I think they're playing the Patriots. I think they win that game. Just to be safe, bring it down to 2.5. You're going to throw it in a parlay anyway, so don't even worry about the odds that it's going to give you, because once you start stacking them odds in the parlay, you get a pie. Parlay pies.
Parlay peasy.
What lock you got for the game?
So originally, I think we spoke about it briefly. I was going to say the Bengals because, I mean, Bengals, Panthers, you can't go 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it. Like, if you do, heads are rolling. Everyone's got to go.
Yep.
Like, we paid people for no reason. But
you got the Andy Dalton revenge game.
And I know. And that kind of gave me a little pause for concern. So I'm like, let me not guarantee nothing over there because there ain't no guarantees over there. My guarantee for the week is the Vikings cover 7.5. Because I honestly think the Vikings are going to win that game. Like, that's not my guarantee. But the Vikings, I'm guaranteeing they cover 7.5. You can slam that, Johnny.
I like that. Because it's one of those, like, you're being safe. You're being safe because we're going to parlay this thing up. We're going to make this pie so everybody can eat.
Yes. Necessary.
You got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got
to
do.
Player prop that I would like to add to that will be, sticking to that same game, that Aaron Jones anytime touchdown.
We talked about it briefly.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly in our last episode. I like that Aaron Jones revenge game. I can see the Vikings getting down to the red zone and being like, we got to get him to score because he's going to do the Lambeau leap, which it could either go one of two ways. He gets beer poured on him or they embrace him. Like, hey, it ain't your fault that you left.
Right.
We still love you.
We still love you, kid.
So I got Aaron Jones, anytime, Tutty. What you got?
That would have been a nice backfield if they had Aaron Jones and Jacobs. Probably couldn't afford them both, though.
Yeah, nah. Definitely not.
Yeah. Can't be paying two running backs. What are y'all doing? For me, I had the potential for, I liked the Jamar Chase anytime touchdown. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I liked it. Because it's the Panthers. They got to score. They can't lose. That's where my mind was.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I like the Breece's PC's touchdown, Breece Hall versus the Broncos. I feel like he's going to get a touchdown because that's just what he does, whether it's receiving or running. He's going to get one of them things.
Yeah, he do. I like that. So we got 49ers -2.5. We got Vikings +7.5. Aaron Jones anytime tutter and a Breece Hall anytime tutter. And you also heard a few things like Jamar Chase anytime touchdown. So if you really want to get spicy, you throw all this stuff that we're saying. Another little spice you want to throw in this pie, if you're feeling froggy, I like Anthony Richardson anytime interception. Like, I know I'm betting on my man's downfall, but he's playing the Steelers. He's been throwing interceptions. He's bound to throw one.
Yeah.
He's just out there slanging that thing as fast as he can, just straight to the other team.
Can they do anytime turnover? Or it has to be interception. Different app might have turnover.
Yeah, you might be able to find that on the app. If you can find any time turnover, yo.
Slam that.
Yeah, slam that because he's turning that thing.
JJ Watt is definitely strip sacking that boy.
Oh, for sure. add a little spice to that. But yeah, before we get out of here, another disclaimer. We are not professionals. Please bet responsibly. No bet is guaranteed, but we are all trying to eat. So
it's for entertainment purposes only. Yes,
entertainment purposes. I really hope we are entertaining y'all. And like we said, like, subscribe, follow. Ask your girl to like, subscribe, follow. Ask your boy to like, subscribe, follow, comment, all that.
Grab your grandma's phone. She won't even have the app, but you download the app.
Download it.
And then give us 5 stars. Subscribe to the to the channel. I'm saying leave some comments. Hell, we might, you know what I'm saying?
Turn the notifications on your grandma's phone just so she...
Granny's locked in.
Just to drive her crazy. Like, baby, what is this on my phone?
Sunday spreads. I'm at church. No one's spreading nothing but the Lord over here.
Yo, on that note, we out, man. Love y'all.
Love y'all, man. Be safe.